from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Kenneth Carman, he joined us last segment. Of course, Carman and Lyman in the morning. And he sounded pretty confident. He sounds, and remember, there's just the idea that he's there on the sidelines. He's hanging around with a lot of Browns people. I like the idea that Ken sounded pretty confident right there that Deshaun Watson will play. And so we're asking you guys, 216-474 to below 92. Are you watching this game late at night, 10 o'clock start time? Are you watching this game on the basis of Deshaun starting? And if Deshaun doesn't start, are you then just a no-go, Dustin? Is that what this is going to come down to?
Yeah, I'm kind of a no-go if he doesn't start. That was kind of weird.
That's okay. You were home free, man. You were in the
clear. But you know, and whatever. But just go. I lost my thoughts. I said a word that was not the right word.
Brandon up next. What's up,
hey,
Brandon?
What's up, dude?
How you doing, Carmen? How you doing? Now Friday. Happy Friday.
Who?
Happy Friday. This is Brandon.
Hey, happy Brandon. Friday, Brandon.
Yeah, good to have you, buddy.
Happy Friday.
So with Deshaun, aren't you getting a little worried, like, it's Friday mid-afternoon. How come he's not announced the starter?
I don't think we're going to have it till game time. I think it's going to be a game time thing with Stefanski.
I'm worried. I'm not confident on him. As long as, you know, I went to the first game preseason. I definitely would be watching the game. By now, I'm used to him not starting. So I'm still watching the Browns. I'm a true dog fan, so.
Okay.
I'm watching the Browns.
Yeah, and I think there'll be a segment of fans, and thank you, Brandon. It's tough because we can't – it's really hard for me and Dustin to sit here and tell you what we would do because we do cover, in a way, the Browns. Like, our life is the Browns. I told you guys last week I'm always the guy that watches everything. I thought it was oddly, transparent of myself, even though I'm a very transparent radio host in general, to tell you guys, like, I had a tee time. I was going to play nine holes. I wanted to do that, and it happened. I took my daughter to the zoo, then I went golfing, and I was like, whenever I get back is when I get back, and that's when I'm going to watch the Browns game, and that's what's happening there. And I got in my car, ready to go home. Browns game was in the second quarter. I heard the radio crew, including Ken, tell me everything I needed to know about the game up until that point. I didn't feel like I missed anything. I felt like it was fine. Now, I was getting ready to go ahead and do Monday with you, Dustin, and so I went back and I watched the first quarter, and then I yelled at myself for going back and watching the first quarter. But, like, that is also our job. We got to do these type of things. If it wasn't my job, and I watch every bit of sports, that's what I do. I'll watch, how much of Week Zero do you think I'm going to watch on Saturday? It's going to be a lot of Week Zero in college football, because that's what I do. That's what you do as well, Dustin. But I just don't know that we need to watch this game. I don't know that we need to. If Deshaun isn't playing, I don't know that you need to. But I'm willing to admit, a lot of people that will call in here, you guys are better sports fans than most. You guys listen to sports talk radio. You have an investment to it. If your answer is, I'm a Browns fan, and I want to see what they look like, and I even if it's just Jerry Jeudy versus Witherspoon, then that's an acceptable answer, for sure. You also want to tell me it's late on Saturday and you don't want to go down that road? Also acceptable as well. But for the people that live in the middle, and Deshaun being your interest factor in this game, I think that's a reasonable take. I really do. I believe that's a reasonable take. If I didn't have so much invested into it, maybe that would be my answer as well. Like, if I'm a Chiefs fan, am I not watching last night as Patrick Mahomes sits on the sidelines? Like, there's still some cool things that come out of it. You got Mahomes, after the Chiefs scored that one long touchdown, Mahomes running up and down the sideline celebrating like he was a 12-year-old. That was kind of fun. It was kind of fun. Like, that alone might be worth it. I don't know. Maybe the sideline interview with Deshaun is worth enough to tune in and figure out how it all goes. Also, might just be a waste of time. I'm not sure. Felix up next. What's up, Felix?
You read my mind there. Honestly, I'm a diehard fan, so of course I'm going to watch. It would bring an excitement factor that if he does play, kind of gets us excited for the season, see what he has. But, yeah, being here, born and raised in Cleveland, you know, we're diehard fans, so I'll probably watch it first quarter, second quarter, once it gets to, you know, after halftime. My mind and, you know, other activities might, you know, take my attention. But I'm definitely watching it just for the excitement of the Browns. You know, I'm waiting for the season to start.
Yeah, and thank you, Felix. I appreciate you, man. Like, it is a Saturday night. People, I'm sure, want to be out and about doing things. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what time you go to bed these days, Dustin. What would we say, 10:30?
That, I mean, honestly, 10:30 is probably the sweet spot.
Yeah, so this game's going to be done at 1:30 in the morning. 1 o'clock.
Last night I went to bed about 12:30.
All right, so you make it to halftime. Are you ending your Saturday night?
Yeah,
your big Saturday night on a second quarter
also,
of a preseason
game? I'm not going to be in Ohio, so I won't be able to watch the game live anyway. So I'll have to watch it back when I get home.
Brian says no chance he's watching the game. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, as far as the game, you know, guys, it all boils down this year to how Watson plays. So, no, I'm not going to stay up till 10:30 and watch a preseason game if he's not playing. There's no way, because it just doesn't make sense. Now, if he plays, if we knew he was going to play, yeah, I'd watch a little bit.
What time do you normally go to bed, Brian?
You guys nailed it. About 10:30, 11 o'clock at the latest. So,
yes, you'd be stretching it. You'd be pushing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If I knew he was going to go a couple series, yeah, I would definitely stay up. But no way, not if he's playing. Yeah, that's just my take on it.
All right. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate you, man.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right. You too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trek pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.